So if bhakti is independent, is there certain places, a certain status in the material world bhakti is more likely to occur?
Yes,
definitely. Actually, there are two things. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur in the Madhurya Kandambali says that bhakti doesn't depend on which mode we are in, what kind of situation we are in. But people who are in Sattvaguna are more likely to associate with devotees. They are more likely to go to places where they can get devotional impressions. So somebody who, because of culture, say, is likely to visit a temple, they may associate with devotees. And then they may move closer towards Krishna. So in that sense, if somebody is somehow more exposed to devotees for whatever reason, then bhakti is more likely. Now, bhakti is not just a specific cultural phenomena. It's a universal spiritual calling. So it's not that, say, somebody in India alone can practice bhakti. You know, in the other theistic traditions also of the world, there is some practice of bhakti. And there are also people aspire to develop love for God. So, basically we understand that Krishna always gives the souls opportunity to come to closer to Him. So, some souls by their own past karma may have been born in places where the culture is more conducive to bhakti. Or some people by their past karma may have developed mindsets where they themselves are more receptive to higher spiritual truths. So then in both cases, then the likelihood of their taking to bhakti is more. But when it is said bhakti is independent of material circumstances, what it means is that if somebody is sattvaguna, that sattvaguna can be, it can be positive as a launching pad for bhakti. But at the same time, people can become comfortable and complacent in sattvaguna also. Meaning, you know, I am living a good life. Why do I need to devote myself to God? I am just good as I am. So in that sense, there is no pure blessing in the material world. Sometimes people who are in sattvaguna, they can become very proud of the knowledge that they have. And they think that there is no need for anything more. So, it's like, say, if somebody has to fly in an airplane, somebody wants to go from England, say, to India to go to Vrindavan. Now, if we are staying close to the airport, we have to cover less distance. Staying far away from the airport, we have to cover lesser distance. Now, somebody may be living or working in the airport itself. But they are comfortable working in the airport, they never get on the plane and go out. So like that, now for a person, if they decide to go and they're working in the airport, for them to go is much easier. But still, they have to desire to go. So similarly, if somebody might be in sattvaguna, that means they are much closer to the airport. So bhakti is like transcendence, the plane taking off from material consciousness. So, if we are in the mode of goodness, the receptivity is like receptivity is likely to be more, but there can be complacence also. When in that case, they will not take up. Does that address your question? It was more specific.
Yeah, it does. That's a great answer.